أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وآخرون اعترفوا بذنوبهم خلطوا عملا صالحا وآخر سيئا عسى الله أن يتوب عليهم إن الله غفور رحيم. خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها وصل عليهم إن صلاتك سكن لهم والله سميع عليم. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 102 and 103 of Surah At-Tawbah. In the last verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about the munafiqeen, those in the villages around Medina Munawwara and in Medina Munawwara in itself. Going further, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about another group of Sahaba that had not participated in the expedition of Tabuk. These were those that were sincere Muslims. They had no real excuse not to have participated. It may have been their short-sightedness, it may have been their oversightedness with regards to the hukam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If we recall, Allah Ta'ala said that this is Nafir-e-Aam. In other words, each and every individual that has the capacity, the ability, will participate in this expedition and go out with our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these were those who did not participate without any valid reason that was acceptable to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that there were 7 in number. Other narrations, there were 5. Other narrations, there were 8. Other narrations, there were 10 in number. Hence, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come back from the expedition of Tabuk, and they realized that they had done wrong, they realized that they did not fulfill the hukam and the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, these Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum went to Masjidun Nabawi and they tied themselves to the pillars of Masjidun Nabawi, saying that now we imprison ourselves in this way until Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself unties us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes back. He sees these 5 or 7 or 8 or 10 Sahaba tied to the pillars, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired about their position. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was informed of what they said, that they will not untie themselves until Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not untie them. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I cannot make any decision." There were those sincere ones who left everything for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and in view of them to free these people, I will have to wait for the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then revealed this ayah, this verse, and of course the next, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then made this announcement. But the announcement that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes is in such a way that Sayyiduna Abu Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that this ayah gives a great deal of hope to all the believers. And then we find Imam Qurtubi rahimahumullah saying that despite the fact that these verses have been revealed on this particular occasion, the hukam and the glad tidings of this verse will last right up to the day of Qiyamah. So hence Allah Ta'ala says, وَآخَرُونَ اَعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Then the others, اَعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ, they had admitted their sins, their wrongs. خَلَطُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, they had mixed good deeds, وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا, and other deeds that were evil, other deeds that were wrong. That despite the fact that they did not emerge with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that was the wrong that they had committed. But otherwise, insofar as the iman is concerned, insofar as the amal, the words, the character, everything has been according to the commandments of Allah. Here in this one aspect, there has been this laxity. In this one aspect, they have done wrong. Now when we look at the hadith of the Mi'raj of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Samura ibn Jundub radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the narrator. The hadith appears in Bukhari Sharif. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had ascended and he had come to the seventh sky, there Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had seen and he had met Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. In this particular narration, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw two groups of people. One group whose faces were shining, glowing, and the other group of people whose faces had spots and it had scars. That group that had spots and scars then went into a pond or a river or a fountain in the seventh sky. And then when they had come out, all those spots, all those scars had diminished and their faces were also glowing. Then Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam informed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the first group was that group that were very diligent in fulfilling the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They did not falter. In other words, they were totally obedient to Allah, hence the shine on their face. The second group, those scars, those spots on it, reflected the fact that whilst they were diligent, they fulfilled the hukam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. However, there were some laxities, there were oversights, they had committed sins, there were some disobediences of Allah, but then they made tawbah to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That tawbah was synonymous to the fact that they were brought into this waters of Jannah, and then they were removed, taken out from there, like they made tawbah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had washed out the sins, and then their faces also came out glowing. So like that in this ayat also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about that group, that khalatu amalan saliha wa akhara sayyi'a, that they had mixed with the good deeds, they had mixed evil deeds also. Asallahu ayyatuba alayhim, perhaps Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would forgive them. Inna allaha ghafoorur raheem, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghafoor, Allah ta'ala is most forgiving. Raheemun, Allah ta'ala is most kind. This ayah was revealed. Our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then commanded that they be untied, because this is the announcement of the forgiveness of these sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Thereafter, when these sahaba had got freed from this, they realized that Allah ta'ala had forgiven them. They didn't stop there. They went to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said to him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as an expiation, as a fidya, a kafara for what we had done, missing this expedition, going against the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whatever wealth we have, we pledge all of that wealth in the path of Allah, because undoubtedly it was this wealth that had come between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu majma'in. Their tawbah was always tam. It was always complete. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, my Allah has not commanded me to take wealth from you. My Allah had only forgiven you, and that forgiveness of Allah ta'ala is sufficient. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the next ayah, ayah number 103, and Allah ta'ala said, خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ صَدَقَةً. O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take min amwalihim, some of their wealth as a sadaqah. Take some of the wealth as a sadaqah, don't take all. Hence it comes in a riwayat, in a narration, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam opted to take 1/3 of the wealth and 2/3 will remain with them. Take this wealth as a sadaqah. What that sadaqah will do for them, to tahhiruhum wa tuzakkihim biha. That wealth will cleanse them. It will make them tahir. It will make them pak. And secondly, wa tuzakkihim, it will purify them. In other words, it will purify their hearts from everything else through it. وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. And then secondly, after taking that wealth, make dua for them. And that's what we find in the riwayat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when anyone would give Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam any form of sadaqah, any form of zakat, any form of charity whatsoever, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua for them. Allahumma salli ala ali abi awfa. Abu Awfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu had brought wealth to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in view of this ayat, and in response, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for them. Oh Allah, bless not only Abu Awfa, but bless the family of Abu Awfa also. Inna salataka sakanul lahum. Your salat, your dua for them will be a means of sakan. It will be a means of solace and consolation for them, that when you make dua for them, they will feel that dua and that peace and that comfort within their hearts. Wallahu sami'un alim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sami'. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all hearing. Allah had heard these sahabas pledge that they wanted to give all their wealth for the sake of Allah. Alimun, Allah knew their intention was only for the sake of Allah, and hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had accepted their wealth and instructed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take their wealth from them. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.